Hello and welcome to the Search Oracle podcast. I'm Jessica Serkin, editor of searchoracle.com. With me today is Maria Anderson, president of the Independent Oracle Users Group, aka the IOUG. Maria has been working in IT for 8 years. Before that, she got her start in psychology. She recently finished a master's degree in leadership from Royal Roads University in Victoria, British Columbia. This means that she brings to the table both knowledge of IT and knowledge of people. Maria is interested in an important concept at the intersection of IT and people: resilience, the ability to create opportunity instead of obstacles within the changing IT landscape. Today we're going to talk about resilience, the emphasis on the role communication plays in encouraging and maintaining resilience for IT professionals. Welcome to the podcast, Maria.
Thank you, Jessica. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Do you want to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. So I am the president of the Independent Oracle User Group, and I also have worked in IT for quite a while. I developed this sort of passion for leadership a few years ago. As you heard, I did a master's degree in leadership, and I'm a lifelong learner as well, so I'm continuing that journey into doing a doctorate degree, and I am trying to understand better how leadership and IT can come together to help IT leaders and IT professionals evolve their careers and bring that into their organizations as well in terms of resilience and better communication and leadership capabilities.
Thanks. I know we've talked about resilience before, but for the listeners who haven't read that article, could you give me a brief summary of what you mean by resilience and what the hallmarks of resilience would be for an IT professional?
Absolutely, Jessica, I'd be glad to. So resilience, as you can imagine, can be defined a number of different ways. I see resilience both at the organizational and at the personal level. And it's particularly interesting in IT because we are surrounded by change almost on an hourly basis, if not daily. And change can be difficult. And I think the successful IT professional develops resilience skills by doing a couple of things. And so one of the things that resilient people do is that they're inherently curious or very inquisitive about why something is happening. And another thing they do is they take the opportunity that they're faced with, which could be quite stressful depending on the type of change that's happening, and they reframe it as an opportunity as opposed to a stressful situation. And so they look for the opportunities in the situation or the change event that might help them to evolve their career or contribute in a meaningful way.
Thanks. I remember earlier we talked about communication as an integral part of success in your experience with situations with change that require resilience. Could you talk a little bit about how the communication fits into that space?
Absolutely. So communication, when an organization or even at the personal level, but mostly organizational change, communication is very critical, and the type of communication is important as well as the frequency of communication to those affected by the change event. And so to be able to have the right type of communication so that as a person one can understand why something is changing is very critical, and this helps people become or continue to be resilient with the change. And I think the most difficult part of change management is not communicating appropriately or answering the why questions in an authentic manner so that people can understand why something is changing. I think once the why is answered, most people are on board with the change and will do what they can to forward that.
When we're talking about people here, we're talking specifically about IT professionals, especially people working in the Oracle space. Are there special rules for developing resilience and communication in that field that you've noticed that would be different from resilience for any other field?
Well, I think you can probably apply the general principles of resilience to most anything, but specifically with IT professionals working in the Oracle space, there is quite a shift coming. Essentially it's already here, but it does require a mindset shift, and that shift is towards technologies like cloud technologies. Oracle is definitely moving in that direction. This presents somewhat of a challenge, I think, for IT professionals that have been in IT for quite some time. They may view this change as not a positive thing necessarily. They may see it as, oh, I'm going to be losing my job if everything goes into the cloud. What am I going to do if we put everything into the cloud? So definitely with IT professionals, particularly working with Oracle technologies, or really any technologies that are undergoing this change of converged infrastructure or moving applications and, infrastructure into the cloud, is really, like I say, to reframe it and understand what that means to you and your organization. So if I were that person, that IT professional, I would definitely look at this and say, this is an opportunity for me to understand how cloud works. It's an opportunity for me to network with other IT professionals at the user community at conferences like Collaborate, which is coming up, and understand how to maintain my organization's data and applications in a cloud environment, because that is a whole new way of using our skills as an IT professional from a technical perspective versus having all of your data and all of your applications on-premise. So, specifically to that technology and to IT professionals, that's how I would look at reframing a situation like this, which we're now right in the middle of. And like I say, Oracle is very much behind cloud technologies. And as an Oracle professional, this is something that we definitely need to reframe.
Could you give me a little bit more on what you mean for reframing specifically the cloud narrative, how one could do that, how one could use the cloud narrative to create a more resilient team or a more resilient individual or an environment that promotes resilience?
Yeah, I think this the wave of cloud strategy started, I think, and this is just me speaking from experience, there have been other big shifts in technology like engineered systems that have come into the IT world. And that was another big shift, I think, for IT professionals that have been in the business a long time. So specifically what I would do as an IT professional, if I were faced with cloud technologies coming into my organization, first of all, I think I would ask why. My first question would be, what value will this bring to my organization? Secondly, I think I would try to find out as much information as I could about cloud technologies and what other customers are doing that have already made the shift to cloud. Now, this is where be connected to the user community is so important through user groups like IOUG. We definitely have a lot of Oracle aces that are very knowledgeable in a lot of emerging technologies. So understanding the technology that you're faced with and then trying to understand from a personal perspective, how do I change my role in my organization to, say, for example, become a cloud expert? And how do I put myself forward rather than being asked to do it? Then that's how you start to reframe the situation. All of a sudden, it's not so scary anymore, but it becomes an exciting new opportunity to add new skills to your toolkit.
It sounds to me like one of the things you're talking about as you're talking about user groups is that communication and keeping the channels of communication open is important to resilience, not just within a company, but also bridging between companies. Is that true?
Yeah, that is very true, Jessica. And this is where, you know, the user community comes in very handy, is that we all come from different industries. We all come from different organizations, different sized organizations, and we learn from one another. We learn what works. We learn what, you know, is maybe not quite mature enough yet. We learn how to solve issues or problems that someone's already encountered. I mean, it's almost a given that if you run into a problem, someone else has already run into the same problem. So, you know, comparing that the technology adoption between industries and organizations helps you take that information back to your own organization and disseminate that to your team and to your senior leadership around, you know, I was at this conference or I was talking with someone from the user community and here's how they solved this problem or here's what they did with cloud technologies and they were able to get value out of it in this way.
Thanks. Ties right back into the IOUG there and the other user groups. So how would you create an environment to we've been talking currently about individual or group level choosing to be resilient with the cloud. How would you create an environment that would encourage resilience when confronting a newer technology like the cloud?
Yeah, that's a fabulous question, Jessica. It's something that I've been really interested in lately is looking at resilience at the organizational level as well. And how do we foster that from the organization down into individual IT professionals? This is a great question. And I'm not sure that I have the answer, but I can definitely give you, obviously my perspective on it. But I think, you know, IT organizations in the past could stay fairly static and concentrate on stability and availability and doing very routine tasks. And that was what was expected of us. But I think these last few years with some of the very, the changing technology landscape that introduced some very disruptive technologies in a good way, when I say disruptive technologies, like engineered systems, like cloud and converged infrastructure, and essentially changing the foundation of IT, at least that's how I see it. I would say that an organization now needs to shift from being static to more dynamic. And so that means that senior IT leadership really need to look at where can IT add value in the business. It's no longer about just keeping a system up and available. We know how to do that now. And, to be totally honest, engineered systems and cloud is taking care of that for us. So now the question becomes, who are we as IT professionals and how do we evolve to be dynamic and staying ahead of the curve or at least keeping up with the curve of technology change? And like I say, the big one right now is cloud. It's what everybody's talking about. Some organizations have done it. Some organizations are in the middle of doing it. And some organizations are purposely not doing it. There's still that big unknown about cloud. Well, at some point, I think you have to step forward. Otherwise, I believe that as IT professionals, how do we stay relevant in this world? How do we become advisors to our clients if we're not stepping into what's new out there or what's coming and understanding it and being able to apply it to solve business requirements or issues?
Thank you very much, Maria. That was all very interesting. And thank you for giving us your time. But our time is running out. Thank you for coming on the show.
Great. Well, thank you for having me, Jessica. It's been a wonderful chat. And yes, I'm happy to come back.
Excellent. This is Jessica from Search Oracle signing off.